aspiring parents to be the number one influence in the lives of their children. This is the 4 Point Families Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the 4 Point Families Podcast. I'm your hosty host, Michael, and with me is my wife, Melinda.
Here I am.
There she is to save the day. We are going to do an episode today that is a update episode, a welcome to the new year episode. It's January 21st, 2015, and we are finally able to record a podcast. We actually went a couple nights ago, recorded about 10 minutes worth, and due to a baby and a content idea that was a complete fail, it was my idea, so I can say that.
We had to stop it. Yeah. We had spit up and...
Yeah. The baby spit up and my content idea spit up and it was bad news.
Because spit up.
So here we are at podcast.4pointfamilies.com once again doing a podcast. We're kidless this afternoon. So we're able to sit down and take some time to talk to you fine folks. We're going to update you. Just kind of tell you what the last couple months has looked like. We haven't done an episode since early December, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's been over a month. So we wanted to get back in the swing of things for the year and let you know what's happening with us. Before we do that, I want to invite you to visit our website at 4pointfamilies.com, where you can find information about myself and my family and what we do for ministry to inspire parents to be the number one influence in the lives of their children. Also, working towards being a liaison for families to churches and a voice for families as churches try to be as family friendly as they can. Doing some things like that are pretty exciting, pretty cool. Just ordered all new print work for all that stuff. So we're doing that. You can check it all out at 4pointfamilies.com. You can go to becausefamily.org to do some pretty neat stuff there to sign up to give $5 a month to help support our ministry. It's all tax deductible and will help us live, not just live, but minister and be a voice for families in the church, like I said. And on patreon.com, if you just want to support the podcast, then that's it. patreon.com/4pointfamilies will get you done there as well. So that's all of the, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. The links are in the show notes on the website at podcast.4pointfamilies.com. So check us out at all those things. Contact us, ask us any questions you have at 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. So Melinda, why don't you start telling the people about our December? Let's start there. Let's just go back a month.
December. A little more than a month. Was full of sick kids. Lots and lots of sick kids, really around the country, because that's all we were hearing about was everybody was sick. And so we started really after Thanksgiving. It just started with Jason and kind of went from there. And we, in the middle of all that, we also had rehearsals for our dance recital. And so that was kind of a challenge to try to get everybody healthy on that day. We, like, the week of, Brenna was sick, and it was her first dance recital, and so it was kind of a big deal for her to be healthy and be able to do it. But we all made it, and everybody was good. But then that weekend, everybody crashed again, and we were all the kids were sick over Christmas, and it was just kind of rough through that week. My brother was in town, and we had as much fun as we could, but we had kids somehow sick pretty much the whole time. And Michael and I made it through without anything until the week after my brother left, and I started feeling run down, and then I crashed, and I was out for about 4 days. And then I got better, and then we've pretty much been okay since then, other than a few sniffles and coughs and whatnot here and there. We've got weather going up and down, which is just rough on that. So
it's 20 degrees at night and 55 in the daytime. It's stupid, but it's just what it is. And allergies and stuff get bad at this when that happens too.
Things just start going, but Yeah, we rang in the new year by, I slept until I heard the fireworks going off outside, yeah. And that woke me up, and I was like, eh, happy new year, I had fever, and it was not fun New Year's.
Once you start having kids, the new year, for us at least, the New Year's just became a non-event.
Yeah.
We don't even care.
It doesn't really matter.
Good, now I gotta remember what to write on things when I write the date.
2015,
so. Now. That was about it. That's all that happens. But that was December. We went through sick kids. I didn't get sick. I had one day where I was really run down not too long ago. But I think it was because I had an allergic reaction to something the day before.
Yeah.
So I think I needed an extra day to kind of get over that. It was bad. But I'm better.
Yay.
Everybody's good.
Yep.
So here we sit in the middle of January.
Past the middle of January.
Yeah. Close to the end of January.
Crazy.
Things are happening.
Really nothing more with us. I mean, all we've been doing is working on the house and taking care of the kids.
Yeah,
so.
People know why we're working on the house.
Yeah. And we're pretty much the same. I haven't grown at all as, you know, in height or...
You haven't?
No.
Or girth?
I'm trying to think of, like, updating
about me.
You gained
any girth?
No.
You're not pregnant, so.
No. I've had lots of dreams that I was pregnant, and they're, well, more nightmares.
Yeah.
Just not, nope.
Good.
I'm good.
Well, we are, as far as ministry stuff goes, we had a meeting. It was in November, the end of November. We had our meeting where we learned that we are at,
yeah.
We have another few months, half a year or so before we are at. We have to be at 60% of our missionary budget. Yeah, we're currently right around 30%. So we have a lot of work to do to get there. And things are looking good with some upcoming dates in February. I'm really busy in February ministry-wise. I'm going to go to Texas for 10 days. I've got stuff every Sunday. I've got something. Plus, I've got a couple weekend conferences that I'm kind of not, I've kind of invited myself to hang out and be there and just kind of rub elbows with pastors and stuff. But I'm not speaking at them or anything, but I'm just going to be there and do my thing because I need to be in that atmosphere with those people. So that's what I'm doing. So yeah, I'm going to be there for that. I offered to help and do whatever, but they said they didn't need anything. So I'm going to be doing those things and meeting with folks about ministry stuff as well as doing a few services and so that's great. We're trying to book March as well. And
You said you're going to Texas, right?
I did. I'm going to Texas and I've booked.
So people, if you live in Texas and you want to have Michael come
to your
church, then.
Give me a call. Email us. 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. I come for cheap. I'm so cheap.
Especially because this time you're by yourself. It's not the whole family.
Right.
So
just take me to lunch.
We have my sister and niece and nephew coming in. So we will be okay. Don't worry about us. We will be.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
We'll be all right.
I'm going to be just trying to get a lot of work done. So updating websites and doing stuff like that over the next few weeks. So that's what we've got then. And now the big stuff, the important stuff, is our house.
Yep.
And what's going on with that? You want to go and tell them what info you can about that and get them started? I'll just chime in when I need to.
Well, we since we had crazy kid sick and all that, we weren't ready to have the house, you know, completely ready by the first of the year, like we were kind of hoping. But at the same time, it kind of lit a fire under us. Michael likes to work under pressure.
I work way better under pressure.
He decided, you know, this last weekend that we wanted to have it all done, and so we worked really hard. I painted a lot of trim and touched up walls and stuff, and we had done most of the sorting already. We still have some stuff to do out in the playroom/garage area, but we've pretty much gotten everything looking nice. At least, you know, we can get it looking nice in about 10 minutes. We tried something the other day with the kids to help get them used to cleaning up in a short amount of time, and that was really good, and we'll talk about that more on another podcast probably. But we we met with the realtors, and you can kind of talk about that.
Yeah, with the realtors, and they walked around the house. They knew there was a few projects that need to get done. There's one I'm getting, big project, getting a bunch of junk taken off the yard tomorrow. Plus, we got a lot of stuff to move over to storage that'll probably happen this weekend. So they knew that was there, but they wanted to look through the living space of the house and see just kind of what they thought price-wise and that kind of thing. So they walked through, and we looked together, and they had good things to say, and they were very positive and very encouraging and, you know, gave me some wisdom and some insight on kind of the market and the way things are going with our home, and gave me a suggested price that was a little lower than we were initially hoping. And so I just kind of told them, all right, I was really thinking about this other price, but I'll talk to Melinda about it, and we'll just get together. And so they complimented Melinda's painting on the trim, which made her very happy. But because when you work so hard and hate doing it and just tired of it, it's nice to hear that it was a good job.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah. So, so we got together and bickered a little about our hopes and desires and dreams and failures.
Jason decided I was right, even though I didn't know.
We weren't really arguing because neither one of us were settled on any one point. But you know those times when you have to just hash it out and it feels like arguing? And
it was worse because we were hungry. So true. It sounded even more like arguing.
We do it all the time.
So we need
start
to not
those things while
talk
we're hangry.
About those things while we're needing to eat something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a problem we're working on.
So anyway, so we talked about everything from self-listing and just putting it up on the market ourselves to looking for different realtors that maybe have a lower percentage that they take up for themselves or whatever. Because the issue is being able to pay this off and pay all the fees and things we have to pay to sell the house. The recommended price and the payoff amount are close enough that we have to really be strategic. And so we're really trying to work it out. And so we've decided that for now, we're going to for sale by owner, but we're not going to do the listing stuff right away.
Basically, we're doing it the cheap way.
The cheap way? Yeah. We're going to use Facebook and Craigslist and things like that. Of course, we're going to be very careful with Craigslist. Don't email me telling me to be careful. I know I've sold things there before and bought things. But we're going to be very careful with that. But we are going to do that kind of stuff just to have somewhere where the information about our house is, because we know people who are looking. And the plan is to just kind of use those resources until they're no longer there. And then if it comes down to we need to list the house, we're going to go with our original realtors that we've already met with and stuff and make that happen. We've even talked a little about renting it, but we're just not sure about that right now still. But the plan is to really sell, just put information out about our house online and stuff for people to see, and use some connections that we have to make that work. And we're hoping, and honestly, and this is what I told our realtor, who's a Christian guy who lives, goes to church with us, and I told him, I said, really what we're doing, we've decided to do is just kind of give God an opportunity to do something really cool. And just, hey, we're going to try it this way, and with the knowledge that it's going to take God really intervening. And if he does, then that's going to be awesome. And we're going to have a cool story, and it's going to be a huge blessing financially for us. And then if it doesn't work out, we haven't lost anything. I mean, we just...
There's nothing, there's not a deadline. The only deadline that we have for this year is we have to be fine, you know, we've got to have our budget raised to 60%. That's the only thing. So if we can still get that in the process of all of this, then we're good. But we don't have a deadline for when we need to be out of the house into an RV. We just have a time frame of us, you know, kind of wanting to move on to the next step. But we've kind of had that over the last 3 years with this ministry, trying to, we can't rush it because there's things that need to happen. So we're just learning to trust God, trust our feelings about what's going on, trust the people that we've talked to that have wisdom, and just not rush ahead based on how we feel in the moment. Because, you know, we really are ready to just move on, but you know, God knows exactly the right timing for somebody to come in who needs this house. You know, we're kind of maybe idealistic about it, and we just hope for a good family or a couple or, you know, something. We just want whoever has our house to, you know, to be exactly who needs to have it and enjoy it like we have. And, you know, we just hope for the best for that. And, you know, we think about if we put it on the market, there's a chance that we know somebody who knows somebody, and it would be really silly to go through a realtor if we know somebody closely that could buy it. So
somebody like that ends up buying it, kick ourselves.
Go through this, you know, just to start out this way. That's the thing. There's nothing to lose, really.
Yeah, except time. And really, I think being patient is better here anyway, so we're not losing time. We're just...
Yeah.
We're taking our time.
Well, and especially how busy your February is. It's like,
right.
You know, we've got things going on through February, and us being in this house isn't a problem
right.
with that. So, sure. You know, we're just going to – we kind of had the thought of the RV being more expensive come springtime. But that's, again, that's a money problem. That's not our problem because
yeah.
God's kind of our budgeter right now anyway. And
yeah, as crazy as it sounds, it's – I don't really worry about money anymore because it's just up to him. Because there's yeah. no way it does not. There's no way it could work at all. Period.
We've for the last year and a half have not had a full salary,
right?
And we've been doing fine. You know,
yeah.
We don't always get exactly what we want or even need sometimes, but we make it work, and we really figure out, you really learn what you really need.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And
you feel like you didn't get what you need, so you change what you think you need.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really that simple.
And so it's really hard after a year and a half of completely 100% trusting God for every penny that comes in to then stress out and freak out about buying an RV that we can't afford anyway. So
yeah.
It's, you know, it's really up to God. He told us to do this, and he's provided a way for us to do this, and I know he's going to follow through with this plan until the end. We might not know
yeah.
the next step, but he does, and we just can't
well,
stress
and I know
about
the,
it.
I know the – I hate these little cliche sayings, but they always – a lot of people will say, your will, your bill. You know, it's
yeah.
if it's your plan, God, then it's, you have to find the money to make it happen, and he will, and I'm – again, we're working to find the money to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, we've worked on our house to make it nice so it looks good so people can buy it. I'm taking the trip to Texas to meet with people and visit churches and stuff to do the work. I'm making the phone calls right now to do the work to be able to raise the money. I'm not expecting God to just pour out his blessing upon us with no effort on our end.
Yeah.
That's ignorant to think that's going to happen. But I do believe... I don't know who said it, but there's another quote that is, you pray like it depends on God and work like it depends on you. And that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're confessing that like it depends on God. You know, when we tell people about it, we're like, we're just giving God an opportunity to do something great in our lives again, because he does. He just keeps doing it, and he's going
yep.
to again. He's going to again. So that's where we're at with the house stuff. Our house looks good. Soon you'll see on all of our websites, a special little banner about buying our house. And you'll be able to click through
you
and see it.
Be the future owner of.
That's right. If you want to live in Hollister,
families,
Missouri. Yeah, where it all started.
Where it all began.
Our baby was born in the bedroom. So, I mean,
you
that's
you might
like,
not
want
to know that.
Oh,
but
yeah, good point. We shouldn't put that in the ad.
I don't know. Or we should put it in that and say, a child was born right here. Unless you don't like that, then never mind.
Then never mind. It wasn't. Yeah, I'm thinking of making a whole kind of funny video promo for the house, too. I think I may do that. And it may be just the cheap-looking slideshow of pictures with a voiceover over it. It'd be
yeah.
hilarious. Anyway, so that's kind of where
hey,
we're at with the house
just
stuff.
A real quick update on what we're even taking pictures
yeah.
with of the house.
Well, I was going to...
Like, yeah, we were super blessed this last week with a camera
mm-hmm.
that some a mutual friend gave, just felt like he needed to give that to us for Christmas. And it was a little bit after Christmas because of craziness, but he came over and brought us a really good Nikon camera, and we were able to take good pictures and also it takes good video. And so we're going to be using it for our vlog. If you have not checked that out, we got our first one out a couple weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
And we have...
Well, you may remember this time last year, we were putting out... Every week, we were putting out videos based on our travels through the... We're gone for like 20-something days as we went through the Texas, New Mexico, back through Oklahoma to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And kind of posted some information... Or not posted information. Posted videos about that journey. And it got quite a few views and stuff when we did that. So we're doing a... We're doing a thing right now where we're just vlogging our lives, our everyday, and little bits and things of what we do during the day and things that we think may be relevant to family, you know, things to do with your family or things that would be relevant to family ministry or things that may just be silly or fun. And also things that are relevant to moving, getting your house to get put together, because it's kind of like... Soon, we're going to be on the road full-time, going to new places all the time, and I think that's going to be some very interesting stuff.
If we can remember to take video.
And yeah, we're getting better. And that new camera helps us think about it. But if we're doing that kind of thing now, in going ahead and recording what we're doing, then watching it, or then doing it's going to become second nature to where we can really put out, hopefully, some good content to help... Help your family want to explore and do things together. We're calling it the Prince Family Vlog for now, and it's at youtube.com/user/4.families. And or you can click on the link in the show notes on this website or on this podcast. But we're going to be doing that, and the first episode is up already, and we will be I'll be editing another one within the next few days here to put up episode 2. So this one, we went to the Discovery Center in Springfield and had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
And just so you know, if you are involved in anything where you take pictures or video and put it online, we have started, the kids will always preview this video before we put it online, and they have to approve it. Now they're just excited to see themselves on the video, so they don't really care that much, but I know there's going to be a time where... You know, somebody might be a little extra sensitive and they might not want certain things put out there. And so they get to have a little bit of control over what is put out on the internet of themselves. So starting now and as we go, they'll have a say in what goes out there.
Thought it was pretty cool. Just they get to sit and watch it before it gets put online. And then I'll ask them, is there anything in there you didn't like? Do you want me to take out? And the first one, they just were excited.
Brenna, well, and they had creative.
Well, yeah. You should put music in that part.
You should do
Daddy.
This. You should take this part out. You should add to this. Alton wasn't in this part. You should add to that. And we were like, well, no, that's not what you have to say. Yeah. Maybe someday when you're the ones that are editing it because you're learning those kinds of things, sure. But right now, you're just approving what you are in.
Yeah. Jason especially got a little carried away with his role in that, but so check it out. Check out the vlog, and you'll be glad you did. It's kind of fun, just kind of putting together what we do all the time, and it was 10 minutes long, and it was a week's worth of footage, so it's obviously not just boring. Oh, look, they're sitting watching TV. It's only when we do something that we think is valued, it has enough value to be on there, that it's actually there. So there you go. That's kind of our update.
Yeah.
We'll probably do another episode within the next little while about plans for the future, but we've got to get those really nailed down more as far as content to put out.
Yeah.
But
we have a list of ideas of things to podcast about, but you know what would make it even better? This podcast will be even better if it has a little input from you guys. So if you want to be a part of the podcast and not just listen, but you can and ask questions and have comments or whatever you want to do,
suggestions,
email us or call the number. I'm sure you can give that information. But we'd love to kind of chat with you and not just be us. You know, we like to talk, but you know, it's even
I'd
better
love to answer questions or
if we can
like that.
Talk together. So give us some ideas and content, and we can make this last longer than
25 minutes. Yeah. Well, we you can call us by going to the website and clicking on the leave a voicemail button there tab. It'll work on your phone or on your computer or use your computer microphone or whatever. It's really easy to do, so you can do that.
Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and throw out a question because maybe that'll help. Since we're going through transition of moving with kids, if you have done that or are doing it, you know, ask us a question or give us some suggestions on ways to make that easier.
Yeah,
you know,
what have you done?
One of our challenges right now is we can really tell that our kids are, their stress level is a little bit higher.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so some of their normal tendencies are a little heightened right now. So, you know, what did you do to help relieve some of that stress with your kids and in the transition period?
Just good.
You know, email us.
Good question.
Could be all helpful to us or somebody out
that
there.
That email address is 4pointfamilies@gmail.com, all spelled out FourPointFamilies at gmail.com. I think that was right.
I hope.
It's kind of rolled with it. It's spelled correctly in the actual email address in case that was wrong. But you can email us and or go to podcast.4pointfamilies.com and click on that little microphone you see on the right side and you can leave us a voicemail. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to check out the vlog. And don't forget to click on the banner with our house on it whenever you're ready to, whenever that gets up. And you can buy our house, whether you want to live in it or not. We don't care. Just buy it. And thanks a lot. And God bless. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
For more information about the ministry and how you can support our work for parents and families, visit 4pointfamilies.com. Thanks for listening.